Today's daf is Lamed Zayin. We're going to start toward the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Bet with the case of Anasta Upitita et Biti. Okay, it's about 12 lines from the bottom. Just to review, we started the new parak, Parak Hamishi, about Shvuat HaPikadon. We talked about where it applies, where it doesn't apply. I forgot to mention one important thing, which is when the Mishnah says about the 10th line down, it says if you do b'mezid, you're chayav asham b'kesef shkalim. You have to pay a korban asham. You have to give a korban asham that's worth 2 shkalim. The mission neglects to mention that you also have to pay the keren and the chumash, which is a pretty basic fact. The Rosh Hashanah asks, like, why does the mission leave it out? You know, and it's a bit of a question. Maybe it's so obvious. Maybe because our issue, we're dealing with korbanot related to shvuot, and maybe that's just not, you know, the issue. But it's obvious, and why is it so obvious? Because the pasuk actually says so. Okay, there's no debate about it. Okay, and I'll even read you the psukim. It'll help you for later today because we're going to go back to these psukim. It's in the same parak hey of Vayikra, and it says Vaydeber Hashem Moshe Limor Pasuk Kaf through Kaf Dalid or Kaf Hey Nevesh Ki Tachtau Malama BaHashem. We saw that. That's why we made the comparison to Meila. B'Chicheish BaMito BaPikadon or B'Tumiyad or B'Gezel or Ashaket Amito. Right, and then yesterday we started talking about it's not just Gezel, it's going to also apply, right? Did we get to those cases? Oh, no, we didn't. Today we're going to get to those cases in the Mishnah about it doesn't just apply to Gezel, like those four things that are mentioned, but other things. And then the question is going to be, well, where do we extend it? Where do we not extend it? Okay, to which cases does it apply? To which cases doesn't? Like, we'll see, it also applies to damages, if you owe someone damages, even though it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. Okay, the Pasuk talks about the four things, you know, whether someone gave you something to watch, or a shomer, or a bitsumet yad, or it was a loan, or you stole it, or a shaket amito. I forget what a shaket amito, maybe he doesn't give him money, he owes him for salary or something. I forget what that case refers to. Or then it actually gives another case, o matza aveda, or you found someone's lost item, v'chicheshba, v'nishba al sheker, alacha mikol asher yaseh adam lachto behena, right? And then you denied it and you swore falsely. V'ayaki echtav ha'ashem, v'hishivit ha'gzela asher gazal, o eta oshek asher ashak, o eta pikadon asher v'kadito, o eta aveda asher matza, o mikol, okay, so that's, you have to then return it. And then it adds this extra thing, which we're going to darshan later, or from anything that you swear falsely. Okay, you have to return it and give back the chomesh, the extra fifth, which is really a quarter. Okay, then you have to bring it to the kohen. There's one more pasuk. We're not going to read that right now. Okay, so now we're getting to the next case of Anasta Upitita et Biti. Okay, someone claims you raped or seduced my daughter. And he was lying. Mashbiachani, the person says, I'll make you swear. V'amar amen. He says, I swear. Chayav, he's chayav. Rabbi Shimon, poter. Okay, there's a debate here. Are you chayav or poter in this case? So we're going to see why. Rabbi Shimon says you're poter. Why? Sheino mashalem knas al piatzmo. Because this is a case of knas. And since you wouldn't pay knas al piatzmo, meaning since you had the potential to admit that you're not chayav, therefore, the shvuat pikadon, again, it's like a less, because you can actually get out of it on your own, therefore we view your chiyuv much less significantly, and therefore we're not mechayav you a shvuat pikadon on that. Amru lo, afa pishen, now chachamim, and respond to him, but wait. We saw this before. But there is a mamon payment associated with onus and mefate, which is that there's part that you have to pay the boshet and the pgam that you caused her. That's actual damages. That's mamon. And therefore, since you have to pay that even if you admit it, therefore we're going to make you chayav shvuat pikadon on it. You'll have to bring the korban and pay the value of, I guess, the boshet and the pgam, not the knas. Ganavte et shuvi, v'hu amar lo ganavti. Okay, somebody says you stole my shore, and he says I didn't steal it. Mashbiachani v'amar amen, chayav. Okay, you're chayav if bad stealing makes sense. That was in the pasuk. But what if you say ganavti, aval lo tavachti v'lo macharti? Said I did steal it, but I didn't slaughter it or sell it. Right, meaning I'm not chayav arba'a v'chamisha. In other words, I'm chayav the actual amount, but not the extra. which is the knas, remember? So now he says, Mashbiachani, Vamar Patur. So he says, will you swear? I'm sorry, Vamar Amen. And he says, yes, I swear. So now he's going to be Patur because he admitted to the stealing. He only swore about the extra, that he's not chayav, the extra payment for slaughtering and selling it, which is all a knas payment. So since he admitted to the actual payment and only denied the extra, the knas, he's patur. And there, chachamim don't disagree because there's no mamon payment. Hemit shorcha, again, there is a mamon payment of the gneva, but that he's admitting to, that he's not denying. Hemit shorcha et shori. Okay, now we get to damages. Your shor killed my shor. V'homer lo himit. Mashbiachani v'amar amen. I'll make you swear, and he says amen. Chayav. Now, there's two ways to read this case. This goes back to something we saw earlier. Either it's a shor muad, in which case it's nezek shalem, and it's a full mamon payment, or it's chatzi nezek. And if you remember, we had a debate about chatzi nezek, whether chatzi nezek was knas or mamon, so you'd have to say that the person who wrote this mishnah would hold the chatzi nezek as mamon. Otherwise, you'd either say the person who wrote the mishnah reads it, and it's either he thought chatzi nezek is mamon, in which case it includes a shor tam or a shor muad, or he holds the chatzi nezek is knas, and this is only talking about nezek shalem, and it's not talking about a shor tam. Hemit shorchat avdi. Okay, if your shor kills an eved, what do you have to do? You have to pay shloshim shekel. It's a knas payment. So you can see where this is going now. V'hu amar lo hemit, mashbiachani v'amar amen, patur, because that's knas. Amar lo, chaval tabi vasita bi chabura. What's that going to be? It's a mamon payment, right? You damaged me. V'hu amar lo chaval tabi lo asiti b'cha chabura, mashbiachani v'amar amen, chayav. Amar lo avdo, but the Eved says, he palta et shinai v'simita et eini, that you palta et shini, you knocked out, his Eved says, you knocked out my tooth, or you blinded my eye, in which case, he would go free. How are we going to view going free? Is that a mamon payment or a knas? It's a knas, because you're not compensating him for the damages, you're setting him free, right? That's what happens if you knock out the eye, or the tooth, or some body part of your Eved, you go free, right? It's a way of protecting avadim from people abusing them.
The Eved goes free, no?
Sorry, the Eved goes free. Amar lo yipaltat shini v'shimita t'ini v'hu amar lo yipalti v'lo simiti mashbiachani v'amar amen patur. Okay, so we view that as a knas, that the Eved goes free. This is obviously talking about an Eved knani. Okay, we've seen this before, the Eved knani is your Eved, but and you're not supposed to free him at all. But if you knock out his eye or any of those things, then he goes free. Zeh haklal. Now the Mishnah adds this line, which we're going to say later. What's this adding? Zeh haklal. Kol mishalem al pi atzmo chayav, v'sheino mishalem al pi atzmo patur. Okay, this is obvious. The klal that comes from all the cases we just discussed. If he's going to be mishalem, if he admits in court, meaning it's a mamon payment and not a knas payment, then you're going to be chayav shvuat pikadon. If it's a knas payment, then you're not going to be chayav shvuat pikadon. Rav Acha Bar Huna, the Gemara starts out, Rav Acha Bar Huna, Rav Shmuel Bered Rabba, Bar Chana, Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, Tanu Shvuot Be Rabba. They were all learning Masechet Shvuot in the house of Rabba. Paga Behu Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana is with them and he says to them, Amar Lehu, Hezi B'Shvuat HaPikadon V'Hitru Bo Mahu. He asks a very basic question. Until now we've said that if you you make this false shvuat pikadon, and you do it on purpose. So what do? You get a korban. And we said, this is unique. It's the only place, really, where you have a korban on a mezid. Normally, you don't have a korban for doing something. Mezid korban is always, right, you bring a korban chatat if you were shogeg in something that has, let's say, chiyuv karet. We've seen that many times. Most korbanot, like also the shvuat ha'edub korban and the shvuat bitoy korban, it's all shogeg. This is unique that, I'm sorry, Shvuat Eidut also was mazid there because it didn't say v'nei lami menu. But here it's also mazid, again, not according to Rabbi Shimon. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said only by Shvuat Eidut it's mazid, but here it's actually only shogeg. But our Tan of our Mishnah thinks it's mazid also. And now we want to know, what if you were mazid b'Shvuat HaPikadon and Hitrubo and Eidim warned you? Let's say Edim came and said, you know that if you do this, you're going to have to bring a korban, and you're going to get malkot. In other words, normally when you do something b'mezid, you get malkot. So the question is, are we going to say here that maybe the Torah, anytime there's a lotas, say, we assume you get malkot, unless you're getting mitah, right? Here, you're getting korban, but maybe you also get malkot in a case where they warned you.
I'm confused. Yeah. When you said anytime you do this, do you mean swear falsely or the act about which he's swearing?
No, swearing falsely.
Swearing falsely.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. A shvuata pikadon case we're talking about. So if you're mezib shvuata pikadon, you lie on purpose and say, I don't have your pikadon, or I don't owe you any money, or whatever it might be. And they warned you before, they said, if you swear falsely about this, you're going to get malkot and have to bring a korban and have to pay keren v'chomesh. Mahu, do we say, kevan dechidushu, de b'chol ha-torah lo eshkecha mezi demaite korban, v'hacha maite korban, do we say, okay, even though it's not, okay, Rashi says, by the way, it's not the only case where you bring korban for mezi, even though the Gemara makes it seem that way, okay? Rashi says there's four cases where you do bring al azadon, habala shukav, and azir shenitma, v'shvora, edu, v'shvora, v'kadon. Okay, there are four cases. But they're setting it up, Rav Khan is setting it up as if it's unique. Even if there's only four cases where you bring a korban for being mazid, still it's pretty unique, okay? Most korbanot are not brought for mazid. So do we say, there's going to be three options in Rav Khan's question. Do we say that it's a chidush? In general, there's a better way to say it. You don't bring a korban for being mazid. V'hacha maite korban, and here you do. And therefore, loshna atrube, loshna lo atrube. Doesn't matter whether you get, they warned you. It doesn't matter whether they didn't warn you. You get malkot, I'm sorry, you get, you bring a korban, and that's it. No malkot, okay? There's no malkot here. This is a unique thing. You bring a korban for being mazid, and your korban is in place of malkot. O dilma, hanimile hechid lo atrube. Maybe the korban is only in a case where they didn't warn you. Aval hecha de atrube, milkalake korban lo maite. But maybe the korban is only for a case where there was no warning. Then you have to bring a korban. But if they warned you, then you get malkot. Or, hodilma hava ha'avidna. Or maybe you bring a korban and you get malkot. So we have three options. He wants to say like this. If you, now you have to remember this because we're going to go back to this, okay? It has to be with this big if. If there was a warning, okay, if it started with a warning, then, right, because without a warning, you can't get malkot because the baiting can't impose malkot punishment without a warning. But a korban can be imposed without a warning. So if you get a warning, do we say that you just bring a korban, and this is a unique halacha, the korban is in place of malkot? Or do you just get malkot, okay, because we say, oh, well, if there was a warning, you get malkot. If there's no warning, you bring a korban. Or do we say you actually have to do both? Okay, that's his question. So now we're going to say...
if they're both intended to affect kapara, why would you do both?
Right, it's a good question why you would do both, okay? But the assumption is that the Torah tells you have to bring a korban, so you have to bring a korban. However, yeah, every lota say you bring malkot, so it is a little strange, because they both, you get atonement for both, so it's a strange option. Amarle, Tanina, okay, let's learn it from this, okay, they asked, said to Rav Khanna, let's learn it from here. Chamurai mena shvuara pikadon, shechayavin az dona makot, va'al shigata asham bekesav shkalim. We saw this bright yesterday. Then what do they say? Shvuara pikadon is more chamor from shvuara edut. Why? Because your chayav az dona makot and shigigata asham bekesef shkalim. By the way, another thing it doesn't say here is could have said also the chomesh part that you have to pay chomesh for pikadon, right? That we said is also missing in the Mishnah. Anyway, what does it say here? That you bring az dona makot val shigata asham bekesef shkalim az midika amar le az dona makot michlal de atrube. This seems to imply very clearly that in Shvuara Pikadon you could do malkot if you're mazid. If you're mazid, you get malkot, and you don't bring a korban. So it must be, that what case is that talking about? Because generally we do say mazid, you bring a korban. It must be mazid v'hatra'a in the Braita. Okay, I don't know if you remember this, but yesterday, what did we say about this Braita? This Braita is only Rabbi Shimon. In other words, and we're going to reject this Braita as a proof. But right now, they're bringing the Braita as a proof as if to say that Braita works in with our Mishnah. Last time we said, no. The Mishnah, right, our Mishnah is talking about the basic Shita. And this Braita is a Leibah de Rabbi Shimon who thinks that you don't bring a korban if you're mazid. Right? He has that unique opinion and you get malkot instead of a korban. But right now, the Gemara is assuming as if that Braita is according to everybody. So now we're going to say, umay chumra, Okay, then they say, well, if you're going to bring malkot, if you're going to get malkot as opposed to a korban, why is that a chumra? Umay chumra. So what do they answer? We said this the other day. Right? Someone asked me about why if you can, why you would bring a korban, I forget the exact question, but we said that according to Rabbi Shimon, you get malkot instead of a korban. So the point is, malkot is obviously more chamor. They both... What did he say? Because he said, lo nitans, you can't get kapara through a korban for doing it bemezid. So then someone asked, and I said, according to Rabbi Shimon, we didn't see it inside them, according to Rabbi Shimon, you actually get malkot. So someone asked, well, why, if you can get kapara through malkot, don't you get kapara through malkot? So the point is, yes, you can get kapara through malkot. I answered this, not knowing the Gemara is going to say this also, but malkot is obviously a much more unpleasant way to get kapara than bringing a korban. Okay? So, nichal el-inish demaiti korban below lilke, right? Person would rather have to bring a korban than malkot, and therefore it's more chumor. Amarle Rabba Bar Itai. So now Rabba Bar Itai says, this is a bad proof. Why? Man tanas don shvuar apikadon lo nitan lekapara. Who's the one who says that you can't get kapara through the shvuar apikadon, right? Through a mezid, shvuar apikadon, through, sorry. You can't get kapara through bringing a korban if you were mezid in shvuar apikadon. Rabbi Shimon, okay? Therefore, that braita is all a leave to Rabbi Shimon. Aval rabbanan korbanami maite. But according to Rabbanan, now it's a little tricky how you read this. It sounds like, according to Rabbanan, at least like this, you could potentially have to bring a korban and malkot, or just a korban. The nami is a weird word here, because gam means you also bring a korban. But again, the whole question was, do you have to bring, if there's warning, do you have to only bring a korban, only malkot, or both a korban and malkot? We tried to bring the braita to say, look, you get malkot. Comes the Rabbi and he says, with that braita is Rabbi Shimon. We want to know according to Chachamim. We don't pass in like Rabbi Shimon. We want to know according to Chachamim, who says you actually have to bring a korban in general. So the answer is that we, you know, that now where there's no answer. We can't prove it from that source because maybe according to Rabbanan, you would either just bring a korban or a korban and malkot, and therefore we don't really know. So we haven't resolved anything. Amar lehu Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana has a different answer to this braita. And it's first they brought the braita. Now he says, this braita doesn't answer my question either for a different reason. Amar lehu Rav Kahana, bar mine dai. Get rid of this braita. Don't use it to prove my point at all. Why? To prove, answer my question. De'ana tanina la, because I brought this braita before. That's before, like, I learned this braita. Bahachi tanina la. And there's actually a mistake in the braita. This is the way I teach that braita. And now we're going to say, and as before we said the braita is Rabbi Shimon, now he's going to give his own version of that same braita, which holds like Rabbanan, but doesn't say the same thing at all. Okay? Here's the way he reads the braita. Echad donave, echad shigigata, whether you're mazid or whether you're shogeg, you can already see this is quite different than what it said before. Before it said, mazid is malkot, shogeg is korban. He says, my version of the braita reads, echad donave, echad shigigata, asham bekesef shkalim. Okay? That's both, for both mazid and shogeg, you have to bring asham bekesef shkalim, but you have to remember how the braita started. What did the braita say? Chamura heimena shvuara pikadon. Shvuara pikadon is more chamur than shvuara edu. Why? In the first version it said, because your chayev's donah makot and shigata asham bekesef shkalim. There's malkot in here, which wasn't in shvuara edu. But now, he says, no. It really reads, chamura heimena shvuara pikadon, because whether it's mazid or whether it's shogeg, you bring a korban asham. So now they say, well, my chumra, also by dilu hatam, also by shvuara edu, right? My chumra, question mark. Why is it a question? What's the chumra? In other words, both you have to bring a korban for mezid and shogeg. This is a similarity, Dafka, between edut and pikadon, because both for edut and for pikadon, you have to bring a korban if you're mezid and shogeg. So therefore, what's the chumra? Here's the answer. Dilu hatam chata bat danka. Now you can understand why they added this terminology of asham bekesef shkalim, because they wanted to say, and asham has to be worth, how do we explain it? It has to be worth at least 2 shkalim. The value of the ram has to be lepachot shne shkalim, which is obviously going to cost more money. Shne shkalim doesn't sound like a lot, but it was money, it was significant. The shekel wasn't the same value as shekel is today. As opposed to the shvura edu, what do you have to bring? A korban or levi ored. You don't even have to bring an animal. It can be worth something minimal. It just has to be a little solet and shemen, and you're done. So therefore, that's the chumrah. The chumrah is that you have to spend more money on your korban than you did for the other one. And that's the way he reads it. So we now have two versions of this braita. Either which way, it doesn't prove anything about our case. According to the first reading, it's only Rabbi Shimon, which isn't our shita at all, and therefore it doesn't teach us anything. So we can basically neutralize the braita. According to Rav Kahana's nosach of the braita, it has nothing to do with Malkot. It's not even relating to Malkot. So therefore, it doesn't prove anything. So then they say, wait a minute then. But notice what it says there. Maybe you dafka can prove it from Rav Kahana's version, because it dafka says, what do you do if you're mazid? You bring a korban, and it doesn't say anything about malkot. So v'ligmar mina. So the answer, no, you can't prove it from there. It's just like our Mishnah. We still have the same question, because dilma delo atrube. Maybe it was a case where you weren't warned. In other words, if you're not warned, you bring a korban. That's obvious. The whole question was, what if you are warned? What if you get a warning, in which case you can actually get malkot, potentially? Lishnachrina. Now there's a different version of what took place here, what the back and forth between Rav Kahana and the people he was with was. Tashma, that they brought in the proof text from here. Ein chayavin al shigata. Okay, that you're not chayav on the shkaga at all. Main chayavin al zona, asha mekesef shkalim. So again, what do you see here? You're chayav, if you did it mazid, asha b'kesef shkalim, you're not chayav al shigata. What does that mean? We saw that already. That's if you really believed, you thought that the pikadon wasn't in your hands and you lied, right? You lied, but not knowing that you were lying. But if you're chayav al zdona, what are you chayav? Asha b'kesef shkalim. So again, what does it prove there? Only korban. But again, the Gemara then rejects and it says, no, or they say, right, my labida atrube, is it not that they warned him, in which case it would prove, even if you're warned, you only get malkot? So you could say, no, hachinami delo atrube. No, you could say it was a case where you weren't warned. In other words, again, since it doesn't specify warned or not warning, we don't know either which way and we can't prove it from there. Next attempt to get an answer. Tashma. Okay, now they're bringing you a braita that's mamash like in the middle of something, okay? And it goes like this. They're trying to make a comparison between a nazir shenitma. If you recall, I said in the beginning, there were four cases where you have to bring a korban mezid, and one of them is a nazir shenitma. Okay, a nazir that becomes tameh. He's not allowed to be tameh lameit. If he's tameh lameit, even be mezid, he has to bring a korban. So now they're making this comparison between a nazir tameh and shvuat pikadon. And what do they say? Imamarta benazir tameh shekein loke. If you say by a nazir tameh that he gets malkot for being nitma, right? It's a sore for him to be nitma. It's a lota say he gets malkot for it. Tomar b'shvuat pikadon she'eno loke. In other words, they're saying if by nazir tameh he gets malkot, how are you going to say that by shvuat pikadon he doesn't get malkot? So now, what do we assume here? Can we say here we're talking about where he wasn't warned? And it's here it says. What's clear from here? It says he doesn't get malkot. Now, every time we said he doesn't get malkot, we assume, well, maybe it's where he wasn't warned. But here you can't say it's where he wasn't warned because they're comparing it to a nazir shenitma who's going to get malkot. Now, obviously, a nazir shenitma who's going to get malkot can only get malkot if he was warned. So you have to say that the subject of this was, there was a warning. As mitika amar lokeh, from the fact that they say the nazir shenitma is lokeh, michlal da atrube, vika amar tamar v'shuara pigadon she'eno lokeh, aval korba maite. Right? So therefore, it must be that you can prove from here that he doesn't get malkot, and he just brings a korban. So they say, maybe you misunderstood the term eino loke. Okay, you did seem to think that eino lokes sounds like you don't get malkot, right? But they want to be creative and try to say maybe there's really no direct answer from here again. Doesn't mean this is how you should read it. It's just saying it's not clear-cut, because you could read my eino loke. You could read it like this. Eino niftar b'malkot. It's not enough to get malkot. In other words, you won't be totally exempt. You won't get full kapara with just malkot. You also need a korban. So then they say, wait, but that doesn't work because they're comparing it to nazir. And what did we say? Nazir also has malkot and korban. So michlal de nazir tameh niftar be malkot. What you're going to say? A nazir tameh is if you're saying that's eino loke, meaning malkot's not enough, but by nazir shenitma malkot is enough. How could you say that? Ha korban ksivbe. You have to bring a korban for the nazir. Also, shenitma has to bring a korban. So they say, no, his korban is not for kapara purposes. Okay? Ha tam demaite korban ki hechi detechal ale nizirut b'tahara. There, his korban is not to get him kapara. The malko gives him kapara. In which case, we still could read that Braita saying the Nazir gets kapara, full kapara for Malkut, but the Shvuat HaPikadon, it's not enough to get Malkut, you'd also need a korban, which means that we can't prove anything from there because it could be read like that. What's the issue? Why does it bring a korban? In order to, it's like a restart button. In order to restart your nazirut and start counting from the beginning again, remember, the nazir, after he's in tumah, he has to start from the very beginning. In order to restart your nazirut, you have to bring a korban to kind of have a clean slate. It's not a kapara korban, it's a kapara for other purposes. Okay, in which case, you could still read the source that way. Okay, that was his question. Several attempts at answers, no answers given. But now, Amarua Rabbanan Kameh de Rabba. The rabbis brought this question of Rav Kahana in front of Rabba. Amar lehu, michlal dech... Okay, what Rabba's going to do right now is say his question is not even a good question at all. There's really no relevance to his question. It doesn't work, his question. Why? Michlal dekilo atrube ve'ika edim. Let's say there was no warning. And there were edim. Michayev. Would you... This seems to... His question seems to imply... that if he wasn't warned, and there's Edim, one second, right. Michayev, kfira dvarim ba'almu. Let's say, I say, okay, we said this with Shvuata Eidah. What did we say with Shvuata Eidah? Remember we brought a case where there were two groups of witnesses, and we said that with Shvuata Eidah, in order to be chayev Shvuata Eidah, your swearing has to have relevance. Okay, whereas we said, let's say there were two kitot edim, and you, the first kat lied, and then the second, the first kat, right, denied that they knew any testimony, and the second kat denied they needed any testimony, and first the Mishnah said they're both chayav, and then the Gemara said, how could they both be chayav? Because the first ones, it doesn't really matter that they don't testify, because there's a second group coming. Remember? And then the Gemara had to explain that it was this weird case where the second kat at that point couldn't testify because their wives were married, their wives were sisters, or they were related through their wives, and their wives were about to die, and you might have thought that since they're about to die, that maybe the second kat is in existence, so to speak, but it proves that, no, it's as if they're not in existence because they can't testify right now. So the point is, your shvuah had to have relevance. If it doesn't have relevance, and they don't need your testimony, then we don't care if you don't testify and lie about it. Or again, it's not called a shvuata edut. I mean, you shouldn't swear falsely, that's something else. But it's not called shvuata edut. Likewise, with shvuata pikadon, if by my saying I don't owe you anything, and I am going to have to pay you anyway because there were edim, let's say, okay, let's say edim came forward and said I owe you the money, and I deny it. My denial is irrelevant because we're going to be mechayev me in court. Because right, if I swear I don't owe you the money, but Edim came and said I owe you the money, then obviously I'm going to have to pay you. In which case, that's what the Gemara calls, it's kfira dvarim ba'almahu. It's just saying I'm denying the truth, but it's not anything that's going to cause you a loss of money, the other side a loss of money, because you're going to be mechayev me anyway. In which case, that can't be a shvuata pikadon. So therefore, Rav Kahana's question, he says like this, there's two things you have to get. One is, it has to be relevant. Right? If there were edim, it wouldn't work. Now, what is the case of a warning with Shvuat HaPikadon? What is a warning? A warning has to be, let's say, what's the classic warning? You're about to kill somebody. They see you're about to kill someone. They say, do you know if you kill that person, you're going to be chayav the death penalty. So what's the warning here? The warning is, I'm about to deny that I owe you money. Nobody knows if I'm telling the truth or lying, right? They have no idea. So you can't warn me if I lie falsely, I'm going to have to get malkut, because it's a warning that doesn't have much moment, because nobody, you don't know, when I'm about to kill someone, you know I'm about to kill them. But if I'm swearing in court, nobody knows if I'm lying or not, so that's not a real hatra. Hatra has to be where I know you're about to do the act. So therefore, what's the assumption? If there's aiding that are warning me, they know that I'm lying. How do they know I'm lying? Because they saw me take out the loan, or they saw the pikadon in my house, or they saw me steal the object. Which means that the case of Atrube is a case where there's Edim who saw the act. Which means that what? That this question is an irrelevant question. Because once we have Edim that saw me do it, and then they warn me, do you know that if you're about to lie under oath, if you lie, you're going to be responsible to get Malkot. Well, at that point, I'm not going to be responsible because there's edim. And if there's edim, then I'm going to have to pay anyway, in which case my denial was an irrelevant denial. So that's what Rabbi says here. So Rabbi says again, let's read it. He says, Michlal de'i lo atrube v'i ka'edim b'chayev, right? If they didn't warn him and there's edim, you'd be chayav, he's questioning. That's, according to you, if they didn't warn you and there's edim, you'd be chayav, you wouldn't be. For et varim ba'almahu. And therefore, what do they say? Alma kasava Rabbah, hakofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim patur. Rabbah must hold, based on his question, okay, maybe this was something there's a bit of a debate about, but what I said before, which is if there's edim and you deny, you're patur from shvuata pikadon, it's not a shvuata pikadon. Okay? So now we want to bring either proofs to prove Rabbah, and then we're going to reject them, or sources that go against this assumption of Rabbah. Okay? Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rabba. First, Rav Chanina says to Rabba, Tanya d'Maseyalach. I'm going to prove your point from a Braita, okay? That if there's Edim, then you're not chayav shvuat pikadon, right? If Edim testified that you owe the money and you deny it, you're not chayav shvuat pikadon, because again, it's kfirat varim ba'alma. Bichi cheshba, okay, this is our pasuk, right? You deny it. Prat lemodel echam en achim ol echam en ashutafim. Okay, what's this case? This is not relevant, but we should learn it anyway that we're going to bring it up later to prove really what this bright is talking about. If there's two brothers, okay, let's say I'm in a partnership with two of you, and what do I say? I owe each of you 100 shekel. But instead of admitting that I owe you each 100 shekel, it's each of you, because we're all equal partners, let's say, I say, no, I owe one of you 200 shekel, and I owe the other nothing. So I still admit that I owe the 200 shekel, but I claim I owe it to only one of you and not to both of you. And you're partners, so it's not like saying to two random individuals. So that's limodel, right? In that case, I won't be chayav shvuat pikadon, because again, I wasn't trying to save myself any money. I still admitted I owe the 200 shekel. V'nishbal sheker, this is the continuation of the pasuk, that comes to exclude the case, prat lelove b'shtar lelove b'edim. If I borrow money with a shtar, or I borrow money with edim, and those edim or that shtar can be brought to court and prove that I owe the money, then I'm not chayav shvuat pikadon. Ah, that proves Rabba's point. That if there's edim, if the hava was done before edim, then my denial of it is irrelevant, because the edim will just come forward and testify. Okay? So amalei. So now they say, no, that can't be a proof, because imishum ha lo tisayan. That doesn't really prove anything, because The brayta that you quoted here is not talking about, the second case is not talking about the pshat, like a love b'shtar lo love b'edim. It's be'omer, laviti v'lo laviti b'edim. Laviti v'lo laviti b'shtar. It's where we don't have the shtar, we don't have the edim. One guy claims it was hava b'edim or hava b'shtar, and it's the malveh. And I come and claim, listen, I agree that I borrowed money from you, but I didn't do it in front of witnesses. Or I agree that I borrowed money from you, but I didn't do it with a shtar. Okay, but the shtar is very relevant, because then it's, is there shibu karka or not? You can see the relevance of it. I don't know what the relevance of whether I said with edim or not. But in that case, then, again, that's just a case where, that's not a case where there were edim, because there aren't edim. It's a debate whether there were edim or not, but nobody even knows where the edim are. Okay, so that's not the case that Rabbah was talking about, and therefore this can't prove anything. How do we know that the case is laviti v'lo laviti be'edim or laviti v'lo laviti b'shtar? Midikatani v'chicheshba prat lamode l'cham anachim l'cham anashutafim. Hai l'cham anachim hechidami. In other words, what they want to say is the two cases in the Braita must be the same type of cases. And what's this case of mode l'cham anachim? Hechidami ilema da'odelei b'palgadi day. If it's that I admit I owe you 100, but I don't owe the other guy the 100 that you claim I owe, well then ha'ika kfirah. That's clearly kfirah, and you would be chayav shvuat pikadon on you. You deny you claim 100 shekels. Can't be that case. Ha'ika kfirah de'idach of the other guy. El alav, it must be da'amrele, like I said from the beginning, mitravinan yazavta. They say you borrowed from both of us. No, I actually borrowed all the money, but I borrowed it from only one of you. Okay, and therefore it must be that's the case. And then we derash a kfirat varim seifa nami kfirat varim. Okay, and therefore, since the second case, the first case was that kind of case, the second case must also be the same type of case. In which case, this doesn't prove anything about Rabbah, because the case wasn't where edim came before, right? Where there were edim to the case. Now we're going to bring, here's a siman, we're going to bring these cases to try to disprove Rabbah. Okay, show that Rabbah is wrong. Tashma, eino chayav al shigigata, Umalchay, right, Yonachayav an Shkaga. Remember, we saw this text, this Brayta, just earlier today. Yonachayav an Shigigat Shvuara Pikadon. Umalchayav al Dona. What do you chayav if you did it b'mezid? Asham b'kesef Shkalim. So now they say, my lav's Don Edim. Is it not your Zadon? How do we know you're mezid? Is it not because Edim came forward? In which case, what do you see? You're chayav if Edim came forward against Rabbah. And then we reject it. We say, no. Los don atzmo. He says he did it b'mezid. He comes forward and admits, I was lying. Okay? It's not that Edim came and disproved him. It's that he came forward and said it on his own. So that doesn't prove against Rabbah. Next one. Tashma. Hayush de kite Edim. This is the Mishnah that I referenced just before. Mm-hmm. If there are two kite Edim, kafra rishona v'achar kach kafra shnia, shehen chayavot, mipnei sheyichola edu l'tkayem b'shtehen. Because either one, right, can be sufficient. This was as opposed to one aid. Remember, we said once the first aid was knocked out, then the second aid is irrelevant. Okay, bishlamashnia. We understand the second kach tichayev to ha kafrala kach rishona, because right now the first group denied it, so they're the only aidim left. Ela rishona, my machayev. Why should they be machayev? Ha kaimashnia. There's a second kach that's already there, and therefore their aged is irrelevant. So they say, oh no, that's not what the Pshah of the Mishnah is talking about. I'm a Ravina. Oh, so now, what does this prove? This proves that if the Kat Rishona is going to be Chayav, even though there's a Kat Shnia, what does that prove? That even if you're irrelevant, you're still Chayav, just like Bashfuara Pikadon against Rabba. Even if, what did Rabba say? Even if there's witnesses, and you deny the claim, right? He says, if there's witnesses and you deny the claim, you're not chayav, right? Because you're irrelevant. But your swearing was irrelevant. But according to this, it doesn't matter if you're irrelevant or not. You took an oath, you lied, okay? And that would go against Rabbah. Again, they're comparing Pikadon and Eder, it's a little different, but they're assuming what applies to one applies to the other. So I'm a Ravina, hachabim, but they say, no. We already explained that Mishnah in a way that shows that they have to be relevant, right? It has to be a case where they're relevant, in which case it wouldn't be against Rabbah, it would actually support Rabbah. Hachabim ayaskinan, kigon shaita shniya b'shakfi rabbi shona, krovim b'nishotehen, right? Their wives are married to each other. U'nishotehen gosisot. Ma'u detema, you might have thought, rov gosin limita. Since they're about to die, we can assume they're already dead, and therefore the first kat is not relevant. Kamash malan, therefore the Mishnah to teach you, hashta miat chayininu velo shchive. Since they're alive right now, the first kat is relevant, because there is no second kat to testify. By the way, I checked this out, because the first time I read it, I was curious, I hadn't looked at it, why it has to be that both their wives are gosisot. Right? Why couldn't it be just one of their wives is goes to so? Because as soon as one of their wives died, they're no longer krovim. So in fact, they say, most of the Mefreshim say it could be just one. They, for whatever reason, they just say two, but it's not dafka two. It could be one. It doesn't mean both of them have to die. One of them dying would be sufficient. Okay, next source to try to reject Rabbah. Tashma. Bala baya chata'an ta'anat ganav v'pikadon. Okay, remember this case? Somebody steals and, oh, sorry. Let's start with, someone's a shomer. He's watching your object, a shomer chinam, watching it for free, and then you go to get your item back, and he says, oh, it was stolen from me. Okay? He claims it was stolen, but really, he just wanted to keep it for himself. So he's to'ein tanakanav pikadon. Vinishma, in order to be patur, you have to swear, because we don't want people to just steal items of other people, right? It's very easy to steal in this case. You could just not return it. It's not the same as going to their house and taking it. So we're worried about that. So we make him swear. Vehoda, and then he admits that he was lying. Ubao edim. And then Edim come forward and say that he actually stole it, like we saw it in his house. Im ad shelo bau Edim hoda mishalem keren b'chomesh va'asham. If before the Edim came, he admitted, then he pays the keren b'chomesh and the asham, right? That's a classic shvuara pikadon. Im mishabau Edim hoda mishalem tashlume kefel va'asham. Right? Then he needs not only, right, he has to do even more. Remember, if he admits it first, then he's patur from all the knas payments, all the extra stuff. But if the edim came first, then he has to be mishalem tashlume kefel v'asham. So what do you see here? He also has to bring a korban asham, even though edim came. So what are the answer? Hachanami kidiravina. Here also you could say like Ravina, where the edim were first related, And then, right at that point, they weren't really Edim, and only later could they be Edim. Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Tashma. Ravina says to Ravashi, let's learn it from here, against Rabba. Chamura mimenu shvuat pikadon. We keep repeating all those sources we saw before. Shvuat pikadon is more chamur from shvuat eidut. Shechayavin al zdona makov al shegata asha mekasef shkalim. Midika amar loke. Because it says here, you're loke. One second. Right. You get al zdona makov, right? So since it says loke, michlal deika eidim, there must have been eidim. V'ka'amar al shigata asha mekasef shkalim. So what do you see here? Even though there's eidim, you still have to bring the korban. Amar lehu Rav, Rav Mordechai, bar minei dahi, just like we said before, oh, you can't bring this bride to prove anything. Why? Tahamar lehu Rav Kana, na tanina la v'hachi tanina la. I have a different version, and this has nothing to do with Malkot, in which case this doesn't prove anything, that there were eidim there. Achad zonah ve'echad shigata asham bekesef shkalim. Okay, and therefore this doesn't prove anything. Next source, again, a source we just saw, Tashma. Lo mamarta benezir tame shekein loke, tamar v'shuvarak pikadon, she'eno loke. So again, why would you say eno loke? It must be, there were eidim, hechidami. Idaleke eidim amai loke, elapshita diike eidim v'katane, tamar v'shuvarak pikadon, she'eno loke. So what do you see here? Malku dulalake avakorba maite. So therefore, what does it prove here? That you would still be chai v'shuvarak pikadon in a case where there were eidim. So now, they say tiyuvta de rabbi tiyuvta. This actually knocks out rabbi shita. Okay, we really don't have an answer. Okay, because at this point it seems very clear from that source that even if there were Edim, you'd still be chayav the korban, in which case, where do we go back to? Rav Kana's question could stand. Because Rav Kana's question was all about what if you were warned, and if you were warned, we have to assume there were Edim, and if there were Edim, then how could you even be chayav shvuat pikadon? It wouldn't even be relevant, your shvuat pikadon. And according to this, it seems to reject that whole theory. Okay, after this whole mahalach, that's where we end up, that we knock out Rabbah. Okay, next case. Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan omer, amar ha-kofer b'mamon sheyesh alav edim chayav. Bishtar patur. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says if you're kofer in a case where there's edim, you are chayav, okay, against Rabbah. But bishtar, if there's a shtar, then you're patur. So amar papa, my time into Rabbi Yochanan. And that's why, right? Why would he say there's a distinction between whether there's edim or whether there's a shtar? Edim avide demaite, shtar hamanach. Edim might die. And therefore, just because there are potential edim doesn't mean that the edim will definitely come forward. They might die or they might not will be willing to show up in court. There's all sorts of things. But a shtar is a document. It's there. Okay? Obviously, you could say otherwise, okay, right? Amar le Rav Huna, Brid Rav Yoshua, le Rav Papa, Shtar Nami, Avedimirkas. You could lose the Shtar. The Shtar doesn't necessarily, just because there is a Shtar, doesn't mean it's going to be brought to court. Maybe it'll get lost. Maybe it'll, the mice will eat it. Remember, we had all those cases with mice eating Shtarot? Ela Amar Rav Huna, Brid Rav Yoshua, Hainu Tame, Rav Yochanan. So he has a different reason. Mishum Dehave Shtar Shibug Karkaot. Right, but that's what we said earlier, right? If you have a shtar, then it's connected. The loan is now not only that you can get it back in money, but you can also take it back in land. Ve'em v'im korban akfirat shiabu karkaot. Okay? Shvuat ha-pikadon does not apply. I said we're going to get to what cases does shvuat ha-pikadon apply that aren't mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk talked about loans and items, and you know, it was all metaltzelin, if you noticed, right? It was all things that you stole something, you found a lost item. But it doesn't apply to shibug karka cases, okay? Now here it's unique because it's actually a mamon case where there is shibug karka. Maybe a karka case for sure, but here he's saying even if there's a shibug to the karka, even if it's a loan about money, but it's lien to property, then you can't, the shvuat pikadon doesn't apply. Laws of shvuat pikadon don't apply to karka. Ve'em v'in korban al shkriyot shibug karka. Itmar. Now we're going to have a whole debate about this. Is that really the case? Mashbia ede karka pligi Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Eli. One second. Is it Rabbi Yochanan? No. Oh, it is Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Pligi. It's the word missing is pligi ba Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. You said right. That makes sense because Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Eliezer is the emor as the Tana. Rabbi Elazar is the emor in Eretz Yisrael. They would be fighting with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar are arguing. Chad amar chayav, the chad amar patur. So, by the way, we already know who says chayav. We just who says patur, right? It's Rabbi Yochanan. We just said Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say that Tistaim Rabbi Yochanan Damar Patur Midam Rabbi Yochanan Hakofer B'Mamon Sheishlav Edim Chayav Star Patur. So therefore, it's obvious, right? Uchid Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua just said Tistaim. Therefore, we know that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Patur, and Rabbi Elazar says you're Chayav. So Amarli Rabbi Yirmiyahu the Rabbi Avau Lema Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Beplugted Rabbi Elazar V'Rav Banan Kamiflage. Why don't we say that they're arguing about the machlok of the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan were already arguing about in the Tanaim, right? In other words, these Amoraim are fighting about the same thing the Tanaim were. Ditnan. Hagozel sadeh mechavero ushtafa nahar. We've seen this case. Somebody steals a field from his friend, and then the nahar wipes it out, and the field is meaningless, right? It's worth nothing. So now, does he have to return it or not? Right? This is where we talk about, is when you steal something, is it koneh? Which means that you acquire it, which means that all the achrayut is on you, which means you still have to return what you stole. If you say that karka eina nigzelet, right, but there was a whole thing, is karka nigzelet or not, if karka can never be stolen because karka is always there and it's not like metaltali, then you can say that if it's eina nigzelet, you can return it as is, right? You can say, well, here's your property, take it back. So what if it's worth nothing? When I stole it, it was worth something. I don't care. So what goes al-sadeh mechavero, shtafan ahar, chayav la'mid lo sadeh divere v'liezer. He says, you have to replace the field. Chachamim amrim amir lo haresh ha'chalafanecha. Right? Take your field, it's worth nothing. V'amrina, b'may kam b'flegei Rebbe Eliezer. Sorry, b'may kam b'flegei. They say, what's the machloket? To Rebbe Eliezer, darish ribui mi'uta. Rabbanan darshe klalei uprate. Okay, how so? Rabbi Elazar Darish Ribui Miuta, because he takes from our psukim. Now, our psukim are a little complicated because our psukim, or what they're going to do with our psukim, is a little complicated. Our psukim about the pikadon and all that, we're talking about Shvuot HaPikadon. That was the nosei of the psukim. But within it, it also refers to laws of stealing, because you have to return it with chomesh, right? And that's it says, Ve'eshiva tagzeila asher gazal. So therefore, they're going to take these psukim and learn out from them to gzeila in general. Okay, so b'chichesh b'pikadon riba, b'chichesh b'amito is a riboy. B'pikadon obetzumet yad miet. Only kol asher shavalav chazar b'riba. Right, we have a riboy miyuk b'riboy. If you remember, what's the difference between that and the kol prat klal? Riba miet b'riba. Riba hakol. Right, when it includes more, it includes everything. My riba kol mile. Everything's included. Umay mi'eit, but it has to be mi'eit something small. When you do riboy mi'ot, it's only mi'eit a little bit. Mi'eit shtarot. And therefore, only shtarot don't apply. But karka would apply. Okay, now, remember, the nosei of this, though, is gezel, not shvuat ha'pikadon. But gezel from our psukim, okay? V'rabanan dar she klali uprate. V'chechesh pamito klal, v'pikadon obetzumet yad v'gezel prat. Omi kol asher shavalav chazar v'kalal klal uprat uklal yatadan elakein prat. What's unique about the pratim? Ma prat beforash davar mitaltel. They're all mitaltelin. Vigufom amon, and they're worth something. Right, they're worth something. Af kol davar mitaltel vigufom amon yatzu karkaot she mitaltel yatzu avadim shukshu lekarkaot. Right, avadim are out, karka's out, and yatzu shtarot sha'af al pishu mitaltelin. Even though they're movable, en gufom amon, they have no inherent value. Okay, so everyone agrees, shtarot are out. The question is, what about avadim and karkaot? So why don't we say that manda machayev k'Rabbi Elazar, manda patar k'Rabbanan, right? The one who said we're chayev shvuat pikadon for karka is going to say the riboy mi of riboy, that it includes karka. And the one who says that, right, the one who says klal upratu klal, right, he's going to say it's mima'e karka. So the one who says you're not chayev shvuat pikadon on karka. So we'll just finish up right here. Amar le lo. You can't say it's based on this machloket. Because manda machayev k'Rabbi Elazar. Okay, obviously if you're going to be machayev, you have to hold riboy miriboy. There's no way out, right? There's no other way to say it. But manda patar le, the one who says you're exempt, amar le, baha filo Rabbi Elazar mode, derachman amar miko velo hako. When it comes to theft and all that, so then we're gonna include karka. But when it comes to Shavua, it says in the Pasuk, Mikol Asher Shavala. Mikol, again, we saw the other day, comes to say, well, from all, not all. So therefore, when it comes to the Shavua, they're distinguishing between the Gezel and the Shavua. That's why I said it's a little tricky, because we're learning two things from these Pasukim, even though they don't say Shavua. Because it says, Mikol Asher Shavala, we're going to exclude a little bit more, and therefore, even Rabbi Elazar might say that we're going to exclude Karka from Shvuat HaPikadon, even though we would include it in the case of Shtafan Ahar. Okay, we'd say you are chayav to return the field the way it is. So there's a debate about whether it's, you know, they tried to say it's dependent on that machloket, but they come and say, no, it's not necessarily dependent on that machloket.